Cooking for a cause, though, that's what we're talking about. And that is the goal behind our next guest's newly launched passion project. It's a cookbook. It's called À la carte. So it compiles 150 recipes from local chefs right here in Montreal. At the same time, it's not just a cookbook. It's also a storybook, and it features stories of young patients, of families, and of healthcare professionals at the Montreal Children's Hospital. And so all the proceeds of this book will be going towards the Montreal Children's Hospital Foundation. And joining us now to tell us more about this is Rebecca Fruchter-Klein. She is a nutritional consultant and the author of the À la carte cookbook, the one who put it all together. Rebecca, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
What inspired you to start this project?
I've always wanted to create something meaningful of my own. And my husband and I have been supporting the hospital even before our own children were born. So that's really the motivation for the project. The Montreal community has come together to create this beautiful cookbook storybook because there are recipes, as you said, in the cookbook, 150 delicious recipes, but there are also stories from some of the children that have been treated at the hospital, as well as from some of the doctors that work there.
Tell me a little bit more about this bond that you have with these communities in Montreal, I guess the food scene, but also this passion to support the hospital foundation.
Well, it just became an idea in my head many years ago. I was working in my children's preschool, developing a nutrition culture there. And at that time, I led a team of parents to develop a cookbook keepsake. After that, the idea just rolled out. I wanted to do something bigger and more meaningful. So I started to talk about the idea. We had at our first meeting that I brought in about 20 people into my living room. We discussed the idea and it really just grew organically from there. Everybody loved the idea. They loved the idea of it being a cookbook storybook. And of course that 100% of proceeds are benefiting the Montreal Children's Hospital. That's really, I think, the biggest driver of this project.
So let's tap into a little more of this cookbook storybook angle here. What does it look like? If I'm flipping through the book, what will I see?
Okay, so it's really structured to be read as a story. So there are several recipe chapters. Each recipe chapter features, it starts with a recipe from a local well-known restaurant or chef. And then there are recipes that have been contributed by the hundreds of volunteers who have embarked on this journey with us. After that, at the end of each chapter, there's a story of one of the children that had been treated at the hospital, and as well as another story following that by one of the doctors. There's also sprinklings of nutrition content throughout.
Okay, and that's where you weighed in with your expertise there.
And a team of registered dietitians, where we were five of us.
Rebecca, so what was it like to speak with the families and with the children to have them incorporated in this book?
It was so meaningful. It drove the mission even further. What was truly incredible about each of these families, sometimes I spoke with the parents, sometimes I spoke with the children, and sometimes I spoke with both. But at the end of the day, they've experienced quite a bit of trauma, but they all said amazing things about the treatment that they received from the Children's Hospital on a physiological level, but on an emotional level as well. So if you read at the end of each story, they talk about the hospital and how meaningful their experience was. And many of them continue to stay connected and even volunteer themselves.
And what about, connecting and networking with chefs and cooks in the city, getting them to share their recipes for this? How
right.
Do you approach them?
So we started off with reaching out to the community, friends, family, friends of friends, neighbors, and they all contributed their recipes of favorites. Maybe I think we had 450 to start. And the cooking rolled out in Montreal, home chef's kitchens. These recipes have been tested by numerous people four or five times. I tested each and every one of them as quality control at the very end. And they just are delicious and well put together. And they're each and every one of them is a team effort.
So nothing's in the book that you didn't make and taste?
No, there are two. There is a pasta carbonara and a shrimp recipe because I do not eat those foods. But every single other one, yes, I have tested them.
Do you have a favorite or a couple of favorites that made the book? Tell us about them.
So I can go on and on. I'll start with the breakfast section and you'll stop me. But I love every single one of these recipes, but the strawberry ricotta French toast sandwiches in the breakfast section are divine. You can make them on a weekend, eat them for lunch the next day. So what we've done with many of our recipes actually is they're subtitled. So one of my other favorites are the Buddha bowls recipe. There are 7 components in that recipe, including kale and quinoa and spinach. And so you can basically make each one of those sections as a side. So I love the Buddha bowls recipe in the soup section. There's the squash the competition soup. What I love about all of our soups is that they can be frozen and then taken out as a last minute meal. Our intention with these recipes was to make sure that they were easy to make so that anyone on a busy schedule with after school activities and work could get a family together at the end of the day to enjoy a home cooked meal together.
Okay, go ahead. Do you want to jump into another meal?
Sure. So the rosemary chicken in the chicken section is absolutely delicious. The granola in our snack section, we have about 4 granola recipes. One of them was inspired by our hazelnut chocolate milk. So when you make hazelnut chocolate milk, there's a pulp that is usually discarded. But what we did instead is we added that to the granola, which really adds that protein-rich component to the granola, and it is absolutely delicious.
Rebecca, you know, this has been in the works. This has been on your mind for quite some time. The book's out now. It's fresh off the press. You can hold it between your hands. What's it like for you to see it come to life?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. I'm in awe of what our team has done to bring this together. It's really important to emphasize that the community has come together. The photographer, Ricardo Chilere, he put in all of those hours pro bono. Aleta by Hannah, she is the food stylist behind the project. Neil Kaminsky of Red Dream Studios, he was on the project since day one. He's a graphic designer and website developer. Again, all of this was volunteer work. Carolina Moens is the graphic designer who jumped on board this summer to deliver the final design and iconography of the project. Susan Schwartz and I have worked almost every day for over a year and a half. She is the editor behind the communications and the words you see on the website and in the book. And Galia Zaguri was a volunteer early on in recipe development and photo shoots, and her daughters have a story in the book. So you can really see the motivation behind her involvement. So we've all come together. It's surreal. It's amazing. And everybody, the response has been so, so incredible. People are cooking and loving the recipes.
It's called A la Carte. Where can people find the book?
So you can go to alacarte.com. There's a distribution tab, and that's where you'll see all the locations. It's really important to note, I have developed a relationship with each of these locations. They are not taking a commission on sales, again, to further our mission to hand over 100% of proceeds to the hospital. There are a few online locations that are listed on the website as well, including Linen Chest, Aleta by Hannah, and The Rec Room. There are more and more locations joining us every single day.
Rebecca Fruchter-Klein, nutritional consultant and author, the woman behind the A la Carte cookbook. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having me.